Certainly thankful that God's been good.
Amen.
Better than we deserve, Tab.
If we were
honest with ourselves, we deserve hell.
Yeah.
We deserve the torment, and we deserve all the things that would come with that. We deserve everything that was coming to us, but God stepped in the way.
Amen.
He didn't ask us for anything in return other than faith, and my mom already said it. He didn't ask us for anything other than to trust Him and believe that He would help us. And as soon as I trusted Him, I've been able to trust Him ever since.
Amen.
Solely on the fact, Brother Sonia, that He's come through every single time.
Amen.
Turn with me, if you would, to the book of Exodus. Chapter 14. And we're going to start in the first verse. And we'll just read until God tells us to quit. Because it's all good. So we'll just let God take control, and He'll tell us when to stop. Thank you, son. Exodus 14. Verse number 1 begins to read like this. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, that they turn and encamp before Pihahiroth, between Migdol and the sea, over against Beelzephon, before it shall ye encamp by the sea. And Pharaoh will say unto the children of Israel that they, entangled in the land in the wilderness, have shut them in. And I will harden Pharaoh's heart, and he shall follow after them, and I will be honored upon Pharaoh and upon all his hosts, and the Egyptians may that the Egyptians may know that I am the Lord.
Amen.
And they did so.
That's right.
And it was told the king of Egypt that the people fled, and the heart of Pharaoh and his servants was turned against the people, and they said, Why have we done this, that we have let Israel go from serving us? And he made ready his chariots and took his people and him, and he took 600 chariots. Chosen chariots and all the chariots of Egypt and the captains over every one of them. And the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, and he pursued after the children of Israel. And the children of Israel went out with a high hand. But the Egyptians pursued after them, and all the horses and chariots of Pharaoh and his horses, men, and his army, and overtook them in camping by the sea before Pihahiroth and Beelzephon. And the Pharaoh drew nigh unto the children of Israel, lifting up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them, and they were sore afraid. And the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord. And they said unto Moses, Because there were no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dealt thus with us to carry us forth out of Egypt? Is not this the word that ye did tell thee in Egypt, saying, Let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians. For it has been better for us to serve the Egyptians than we should die in the wilderness. And Moses said unto the people, Fear ye not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. And the Lord shall fight for you, and he shall hold your peace. And the Lord said unto Moses, Wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward. And you can be seated. And we know I'm not the best reader. We all know that. But I thank you for reading a portion of Scripture with me. And that's where we feel like we need to stop reading. But I have a bunch of things marked up in my Bible. And we may touch on all of them. We may not. But I began to think about this book Exodus. I love this book, and we should love every book in the Bible, but I really enjoy reading Exodus. I've read it several times, but I want you to realize something today. We find ourselves in this situation in different times in our lives. Recent, we find ourselves in a situation where it seems like there's no hope, or maybe it seems like there's no direction. But I began to think about these children of Israel here, and we'll get to the heart of the message here in a minute, but I need to lay some groundwork. Now, we know how perfect God is in all of his ways, and we know how perfect God moves, and everything that he does just falls perfectly into place. And now we know that that Joseph was sold into slavery, and how that Joseph being sold into slavery eventually, through a bunch of bad things that had happened to him, Uncle Kenny, he eventually became second in command in Egypt. And then also when he found his brothers, when they came in the famine, the brothers came in the famine, and he first off, he was upset with him. At first off, he was bitter, but God changed his heart, and he still loved his brothers, even still then. And the Bible says that because Joseph had done so good in Egypt, that Jacob had decided to root up his entire family and move to Egypt. The Bible says that Joseph and Jacob and all of his brothers, it said that there were 70 of them there that moved into Egypt. Now, we know that through the process of time, Jacob and Joseph and all of his brothers and all the common kindred that we find with Joseph had died, and there was a new Pharaoh that had come up, and he told several other people that, "I didn't know Joseph, I didn't know Jacob, and I don't know their God." But he saw that there was plenty of Israelite people, so he took his opportunity and he put them in bondage. Now we know through that process of time that they had spent 430 years under the bondage of the Israelite rule, or the Israelites had spent 430 years in bondage under Egyptian rule. But I want you to realize something today. Even when they were in bondage, the Bible says that God would hear their cries. And now I want you to realize something today. We're just trying to lay some groundwork. We're not even where we need to be yet. But I want you to realize something today. We may feel like we're in bondage right now. We may feel like we're somewhere that it's not our place. We feel like somewhere that's not where we need to be. But I want you to realize something today. There is a man, and we all know his name was Moses. The Pharaoh had charged all of the Egyptian soldiers to kill any Israelite child. That was under the age of two. But God saw fit to have Moses' mom put him in a basket and send him down the Nile. Guess where he ended up? He ended up in the Pharaoh's house. And now this doesn't happen by chance. All this stuff began to happen so that God could bring out his children today. I want you to realize something, that when we feel like there's no hope at all, when you feel, hey, do you remember when you were caught up in bondage? Oh, and God, God sent his own darling son down your way, and he set up in your house. Aren't you glad today that God always makes a way for his children to escape? I want you to know that if you're here and you're saved, you've got a hope today. It doesn't matter what we do. It doesn't matter where we are. We just got to trust God, and he'll move today. Hey, they slaved, and they, Brother Chris, they were in bondage for 430 years. Oh, and still yet, through the murmurs and through the, I can almost imagine hear their voices. Where's our God? Where's the God that Joseph, we heard Joseph talk about? Where is the God of our forefathers? Oh, but he was still there. They just didn't realize it today. Hey, don't look around at your situation. Don't look around at where you're at and think God's not around, because he's moving things around that you don't even see to make sure that you have an escape today. Hey, thank God. Oh, but we know through the Moses on the backside of the mountain came across that burning bush, and it was preached a little ways back. I believe it may have been in youth retreat. I can't quite remember. Oh, but they were preaching of somebody preached about that burning bush, about how the natural bush had a supernatural thing going around it. Aren't you glad today that when God comes on the scene, Brother Chris, this old natural body gets a supernatural touch? And thanks be to God, even when I'm on the backside of the mountain, I can feel my Lord and I can feel my Savior, and he makes a way. Hey,
Moses, we all know that he was brought up amongst all the Egyptians. He knew their laws. He knew their gods. He knew exactly who they were. Oh, but he told God that they won't follow me. They won't listen to me. I'm not worthy. Aren't you glad today when you think you're not worthy, God finds a cause. Thanks be to God today. You may feel like there's nothing for you to do. Oh, but if you just trust God, the world around you will see God through your life today. Oh, I want you to know and I want you to understand that we're going to get to the heart of the message in a minute. Oh, but I believe we need to talk about all these things. Oh, but I want you to realize God used Moses and his brother Aaron. Oh, and the Bible said that God told him that that Pharaoh's heart would harden. Oh, but he didn't say that they wouldn't come out. He told him Pharaoh's heart's going to get hard. Oh, and the first five plagues that happened, the Bible says that naturally Pharaoh's heart got hard, or it hardened towards them. Oh, but the last five, it said that God was the one that hardened Pharaoh's heart. Aren't you glad today that even when it seems like the world is getting more and more hateful towards you and me, God still has a plan. He told Moses there when they were getting ready to leave. Oh, he said the Pharaoh's heart is going to harden and they're going to come after you. Oh, but you notice that he didn't tell him to cower in fear. He didn't say don't. He didn't say don't go. He didn't say stay here. He told him to move, and they moved. Oh, let me tell you something. If you're on the track for God, if you're moving for Christ, the world is going to come after you. Oh, but if you keep moving, if you keep pushing on, if you keep pushing forward, they will never prevail. I want you to know that Brother Vernon David, I love you so much. You know I would do anything I could for you. Oh, but more than me, God loves you, and he wants to move in your life, and he wants to move in your heart, and he wants you to trust him more. He wants me to trust him more. Sonia, Chris, Chester, Lois, Julia, Graves, he wants us all to move and to trust. Oh, thank God above. The world may turn against us, and they may hate you and I. Oh, but if we're if we're moving forward for God, there's no reason to look back. Hey, don't you know that when they began to move, it even says there that he told them that with heart and Pharaoh's heart that he should follow after them. I want you to realize something today. God was hardening Pharaoh's heart so that no doubt Moses in the back of his mind, I was like, God, why? Why is this happening? Why is Pharaoh being this way? Why is he not letting us go? Oh, but little did Moses know that they were gonna come across the Red Sea. Oh, and they may have never seen a way around it, but God would make a way. And not only would he make a way, but he was going to destroy their enemy using the same pathway that he gave them out. He was going to destroy the enemy. Aren't you glad today that when God does something, he does it complete? I don't know who you are. I don't know what you need tonight. Oh, but I want you to realize something today. Did you notice in the Bible that when it said that Pharaoh, when he found that his heart had been hardened, and when he thought about the children of Israel being gone, the Bible said that he took up all of his people, all of his men, all the chariots. It said he took up 600 of them. Oh, but the Bible said that in a couple verses later, that he didn't stop at 600. He grabbed up all the men that he had, and they all went to hunt God's people down. Let me tell you something. If you're working for God, the devil's going to throw everything he's got at you. Oh, but you just trust and believe that God will make a way, and he'll destroy the enemy. Pharaoh, hey, just to get them people back, just to get those people back, Brother Chris, Pharaoh gave everything he had. Oh, but they didn't realize that they were messing with a God who created heaven and earth, and the children, they were fallen. And he didn't know that their God would make a way when it seemed like there was no way. I want you to know, I want you to realize something today. We may not know the direction we need to go. The Bible said that Pharaoh had Pharaoh found out where they were, and he was trying to pin them between two points. Oh, and they began to cry out. Oh, and they, the Bible says that they looked back and they saw that Pharaoh was coming behind him, and he was closing in on him. Oh, but for whatever reason, Brother Chris, they forgot about the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire that had been leading them the whole way. God had always been with them. He had always made a way. So they had no need to look back. They had no need to fear. The Bible itself plainly says that God didn't give you and I a spirit of fear. Oh, and thanks be to God. Oh, that if there's ever a time not to be fearful, it's now. Oh, thanks be to God above. We've got a God in heaven that has our best interest in heart. And all we got to do is look forward and push on. Hey, I don't understand. You don't understand. We don't realize what God has in store. Neither did the Israelite people. I believe in my heart of hearts that they had even got so far out that they forgot about the promise that God had made them. Oh, but little did they know that God was moving everything around to get them to their promised land. Aren't you glad today that when you and I, we don't see a way. God's pushing things out and putting things in and putting this over here and pulling this right here so that in our pathway, if we follow this, if we follow that straight and narrow path, they sang a song, that there'll be no detours and there'll be no rough roads. Oh, but we gotta trust God and move forward today. Hey, I know on any aspect in your life right now, I can feel it in my heart of hearts that we're all dealing with something that we don't understand. We're all dealing with something that we don't quite realize why God is doing it right then. Oh, but I'll tell you this much. Let me tell you this. We may doubt. We're doubters. I know we are. Human nature is to doubt anything that comes in your way. Oh, but if you trust God and you let God know that no matter where you go, oh, that if he'll just lead you and he'll guide you, that you'll follow. Thanks be to God. He'll be the best guide you got. I don't know how to now. You know, I'm pretty good at directions. I'm pretty good about knowing where I go once I've been there. But getting there when I don't know where I'm going, I got no idea. You know, I pull up my GPS or my cell phone. Thank God for GPS. Because I'd be lost all the time. Oh, but thanks be to God that there's some gospel positioning systems around. Oh, and it's called our Bible. We don't have to understand where we're going. We don't have to understand why we're going. We just got to know that God has got it mapped out. And if we just follow it to a T, then we'll get there okay. Hey, thank God for some gospel GPS. I want you to realize something today. Oh, that we can look at these Israelite people, Brother Chris, and we can see the mistakes that they made, Brother Harold. Oh, we got to learn from those. Oh, we got to know and believe and obey that everything that happens in life, God has ordained it to happen for us to be able to walk the straight and narrow and not have any trouble. Oh, but the world today, it's a hateful place. And the devil's going to try to spring up traps. Oh, but God will move them out if we pray and we ask Him for help today. Hey, you know, we talk about it all the time. Oh, that prayer, prayers are a direct line with God. Prayers are our only way to speak to Him unless He's speaking to us. Oh, but I want you to realize something today. Prayer's not just for speaking to Him and thanking Him. Prayers for asking for direction. Prayers for asking for help. Prayers for realizing that you don't know anywhere you're going. And you just ask God, show me where. Show me what to do. And He'll do it today. That song, using my Bible as a roadmap. I want you to realize something today. Everything we need, every instruction we need is right here. Oh, but here we find that these Israelite people, I have written in my Bible around the 10th, I underlined the 10th verse, and I put next to it, don't look back. You know what? Do you realize what looking back will do to you? It'll make you realize that where you've been, and it'll make you look back, Brother Chris, and you'll see the you'll see the darts of the devil come in your direction, and you'll begin to lose sight of your mission. You'll begin to lose sight of where you're headed. Oh, that's why God charged them there. Moses was trying to help them out, and he told them, stand still. You'll see what God's going to do. Oh, but God said, no, don't stand still. Move forward. Aren't you glad today? Oh, and I thank God for comforting words from a brother or a sister in Christ. Oh, but there's no need to stand still. God's parting waters. God's making moves. God's going to move mountains. And we just got to move forward. Hey. Move forward to what? Our promise. Isn't that why they escaped Egypt in the first place? God had put them in a spot where, do you realize that the Bible says that they spoiled Egypt before they left, and not even a dog barked when they left that place. That's God, church. So we're moving toward a mark. Paul said it best, that we're pushing toward the mark of what? The high calling. Aren't you glad today that not only are we moving towards a call, but God's calling? The first call I heard was a call of salvation. Oh, but thanks be to God. Oh, when He set up in my heart and I escaped my bondage and God brought me out of Egypt. Oh, nay, I began my journey with Christ, and that He continued to call me towards my Canaan today. That's what they were doing. The Bible, I know we all know, we're all Bible readers in here. We all know the story that Abraham was promised that his seed would be as the sands of the sea. God told him to look up at the stars. Oh, but Abraham had no idea of all the things that were going to happen. Oh, but thanks be to God, even though his children, even as much as they were still human. They still messed up, just like you and I. But it didn't change that God promised them a home today. We mess up, we falter, we fail, but it don't change our destination. Thanks be to God, we're moving towards home today. Don't you know Don't you realize that I have it marked here? I have it marked here in the 13th verse right next to it. It says that Moses trusted God. That's why he told him to stand still and see the salvation. He knew that God was going to take care of the Pharaoh and his people. He knew that God was going to make a way. He may not have known how, but he knew that God was going to move, Chris. I'm here to tell you, I don't know how, I don't know when, but God will move in every single one of our lives.
Yep.
Do you realize, I love the Lord, do you realize today that God gave him direct instruction? He told Moses there that he told him there to the children of Israel that they go forward. But not even still then, he said, I'll lift up thy rod and stretch out thine hand over the sea and divide it. And the children of Israel shall go on what? On dry ground through the midst of the sea. Aren't you glad today that when we see no way, when we see a sea ahead of us and the danger behind us, God tells us direct instructions. Oh, thanks be to God above. If Moses had done something off, they would have met their end. Oh, but Moses followed through and he did what God told him, and they walked on dry ground today.
Hey,
I want you to know, I want you to realize something today. Oh, if God tells us to do something, it don't matter what it is. You got to follow it. You got to do it to the exact instruction, or it won't, or something will go wrong. Oh, but thanks be to God, when you move along with God in the Spirit, He will bless today. Hey, the Bible said, we're shortly going to come to a close. The Bible said there, and then when Moses stretched out his hand, Brother Chris, it said the waters became as a wall on either side. Do you realize that if you've ever tried to pour water out of somewhere, do you realize that water just comes back to itself? You can't ever get water to do what you want it to. Oh, but thanks be to God that the children of Israel, they weren't serving a normal God. They were serving a God that the winds, the waves, and the seas obeyed. So they had nothing to fear. Don't be afraid. God will move mountains. He'll make the seas part. You just got to follow and trust. And you can walk on dry ground today. I don't know what you're facing. I don't know what you need. You just got to go forward. James, come get a song. The Bible, what you notice that the Bible, God told them in the Bible, told Moses to tell them to go forward. Do you realize that it doesn't say that half of them went, a quarter of them went, that Moses went by himself? It doesn't say anything. Do you know what that means? That they all moved. If we're going to get anywhere, church, we're going to have to move together.
Amen.
Do you realize that in the military, and Chris can speak for it, I'm sure. He's been in the military. He knows. Anybody in the military can tell you that everything you do is done in a unit, is it not? Unless there's some sort of special thing where maybe one or two or three go. You have a platoon or whatever they call them, but you're assigned to a certain piece in the military, and it's not just you. And then they do everything towards one cause and one purpose. And Chris can tell you, they're trained to do a certain thing.
Amen.
Man, God's trying to train us to do a certain thing.
Right.
What is that certain thing? Trust.
Trusting.
Believe.
Yeah, trusting.
Obey.
Yeah.
Doesn't the Bible say that obedience is better than sacrifice? Hey, why don't we stand? Obedience is better than sacrifice.
Here's the blessed Savior.
So instead of being worried about what God's going to have you do, just do it. Just trust that He's going to bless you and everybody around you. And He will. I find a little bit later on that it says that Moses stretched out his hand. It says he stretched out his hand when the morning appeared. And the Egyptians fled against him. But it says that the waters fell on the Egyptians. But it didn't touch the Israelite people. They were moving in the same spot. They were both in the midst of the ocean. God destroyed the enemy, and He kept His children safe. He'll do that for us. Don't worry about the enemy. Don't look behind. Don't worry about what the devil is trying to put in your way. If you trust God, it won't be in your way, because He'll take it out. Trust Him. Who needs strength today? Who needs to forget about the spirit of fear that's not even God put in our heart? Me? Who needs to stop leaning on His own understanding? Me? What do we got to do? The Bible says that they moved forward because God told them to. Your nature will tell you to turn back. That's what it did to the Israelite people. Their nature told them to turn around. We had it better in Egypt. They may have beat us to death, and they may have been mean, and they may have hated us, but at least we were safe in a bed. We're not out here to die in the wilderness. You know how many times that's been me? God, why am I here right now? I don't understand. I was better off back there. But you know what they would have been? They would have continued to be in bondage. They wouldn't have been set free if they stayed in Egypt. If you want true freedom, move forward. If you want to be set free of your fear, move forward. If you want to be set free of your unbelief of what God's going to do in your life, move forward. Trust God and let Him know that you mean business just like Him today. Do you realize that? From Egypt, when they left Egypt into Canaan, it should have taken 2 weeks on foot, Brother Sean. It should have taken 2 weeks to get there on foot. Probably at a slow pace even. Stopping. Taking rest. Because we know that they got manna from heaven. We know that they ended up in a wilderness. Some of them didn't make it to Canaan. Let me tell you this. The reason it took them so long to get to where they needed to be, Brother Sean, is because they didn't wholly trust God. Do we want to get where God wants us to be when He needs us to be there? Or do we want ourselves to delay? I don't want to be the reason I don't get where God wants me to be right where I need to be. I don't want to be the one standing in the way of my blessing. I want to trust God. I want to move forward. And I want to believe that no matter what's been put in my path, God will make a way, and He'll get me where I need to be today. Where do we need to be? One heart, one mind. Where else do we need to be? Unity and love. Where else do we need to be? Right here. God puts bodies together of like-minded people who can strengthen each other. I believe that. Or God wouldn't put people in a church. He wouldn't move on our heart. He wouldn't move on our heart to stay where we are. That's not how God works. God doesn't put on our heart to stay still. He puts on our heart to move forward. Let's move forward. Let's move forward. Together. I need your help. I would hope and pray that you might need my help. I'm the least among all of you, but I want to help somebody. I'm the absolute least. I'm the lowest one here. But I love you enough that if I can help you, I want to.
Oh,
I love everybody here. God loves us. The moment you began your journey, God was making you, drawing you forward, pushing you forward to an expected end. What is that? Heaven. Home. The Israelite people, all they wanted to was to be home. All I want is to be home. But I got a journey to walk. Riverside's got a journey to walk together. In strength and power and love and might from God.
That's enough. That's enough.
Janice, we're not going to get anywhere on our own. It won't happen. All I would do is be turning around in circles, wearing a hole on the ground. That's all I would do. Because I don't know which way to go. God does. But I'll tell you this much. If we move forward, we don't have to worry about what's behind us. If we move forward, we don't have to worry about anything in our path. If we move forward, all we need to do is trust, believe, and obey. And God will be there. That's all I know to do. That's